Hello?
Hey, B, it's Mom.
How's it going?
Hey, things are going good. We're getting ready to have an Oscars party. Is it the Emmys or the Oscars?
I mean, the Oscars.
I don't watch that. I just watch the red carpet. But we're getting ready to have us a little party, watch the red carpet, all the celebrities.
Or you really just watch the E! Online, like, recap of the red carpet?
Oh, yeah. I've already got it on MTV. Oh, yeah. I've been watching it since we got up this morning, except all over doing the Kardashians. But I love that. And since the Olympics are over, you know, you got to have something exciting. And I'm excited about seeing Ellen DeGeneres. I love her.
Well, and speaking of the Olympics, you had a blog post during the Olympics.
I think it's when you were in London, or maybe you had gotten back. I can't remember. But I wrote a blog about the Olympics, and people seem to really like it. You know, addressing that you don't have to be a Olympian winner to get a lot out of excelling in a sport or anything you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true.
Yeah, you don't have to win a gold medal. It's what you learn. You know, I was thinking about those kids, how much they learn on their journey to win a gold medal.
Yeah, and a lot of it, especially with team sports and such, the participation and the things you learn playing for a team and things like that are so invaluable.
Oh, definitely. That's what I kind of addressed in my blog, because I remembered, I mean, you know, Nora Lane won a gold medal. I don't know if y'all, wait, you did go to state in lacrosse, right?
We did win a state championship. That is true.
Okay, that is true. And Elaine, I don't know how many blue ribbons she won, you know, riding horses, doing dressage, but it's what y'all learn along the way, that team participation. And, you know, the main thing, I saw y'all learn what persistence is about.
And isn't the participation aspect of it getting lost a little bit? Because I think what was interesting to me, I was watching the Olympics, and it was this snowboard cross event in the men's.
Oh, yeah.
And this little guy came in, he's an American, and he won third. And he was so amped to come in third, and his friends came out and tackled him. And, you know, I think the backstory was he was the tech on the team last Olympics that was in charge of waxing all their boards.
No.
So he'd gone from that and, like, really honed his game and, like, came in third. And to me, that was as compelling a story as these people that are sort of touted as number one and win the gold medal. I mean, I think sometimes we don't focus on those awesome stories that they didn't come in first, but they still achieved something really great.
Yeah, they made it. They made it. I mean, I can remember, just remember how hard you swam for Coach Sorrells and, you know, Highland Park swim team.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, you came home one day and you said you were doing the backstroke.
Yeah.
And you looked up at Coach Sorrells and you said, "Coach Sorrells, I suck at the backstroke, don't I?" And he went, "Yeah, Butler, yeah, you do." And said, "Well, I knew just to turn over and do freestyle."
Yeah.
But it is, and that's one thing. You know, you try all these sports, and it's trying sports to see what you're good at, and it's just as important to learn what you're not good at as to learn what you're good at, because it tells you what direction to go in.
Yeah, I think so, and I think if we're too focused on being the best at everything, there's things I do that I'm not great at, but I still enjoy. I'm not a particularly fast runner, but I like to jog. And I think that's okay.
But you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, find what you enjoy. And I looked at I mean, I loved watching, you know, all the sports and the gold medal, silver, bronze, whatever. But I thought the person who was the most outstanding person at the Olympics was the guy who rescued the dogs.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty awesome.
You know, someone that has that big a heart and willing to go out and do that, I thought he's the one that should have all the gold medals hanging around his neck.
Yeah, I think he did win a silver, right? And rescued dogs.
He did. Yeah, and he rescued all the dogs. But, you know, we're so obsessed with coming in first and always being the winner. But if you've always got to be the winner, you're always making somebody else the loser. So,
right.
Isn't it a better idea to go in and say, I want to do my best and see how well, what I can accomplish for myself?
Well, I think so. And I think that's the key part of that statement is the doing it for yourself. And sometimes I think that gets lost. You're not doing it to show everyone how great you are. Just doing it for your own personal bit of satisfaction.
Yeah. It's that, you know, I always think about Forrest Gump doing all that running. But, I mean, he ran just to work off some frustration. But he didn't run, you know, to prove anything to anybody, but he did it for himself. And I love that. But the Olympics, to me, I like the Olympics.
I love them. I eat it up.
You know, I love it. Now, I don't like it as well as the red carpet, but you know, I do like it. And I thought, hey, you know what? Russia pulled it off.
Yeah, they pulled off the Olympics, and then they invaded their neighbor.
I thought about this. I thought, remember when they got that last circle, you know, and they kind of made fun of themselves because in the opening ceremony, the all circles didn't come,
right.
You know, light up. And I thought, they did that, and they thought, okay, and now we're going to show you people. Now we're going to go invade our neighbor.
Yeah. Now that you think we're kind of cool. Maybe
now we're just going to go take over our neighbor.
We're just going to go invade the Crimean Peninsula. Hopefully, no one will care.
hopefully, everybody will remember the circle that didn't light up and not remember that we invaded our neighbor.
I know. The timing is pretty ironic.
Oh, the timing. Hey, the Olympics were over, what, last Sunday night?
Yeah.
And all this started on, what, Wednesday?
Yeah. And we were talking about that. I was talking with someone the other day about how the Olympics, before it started, a lot of people were criticizing Russia for human rights violations and stuff like that. And then once the Olympics started, they were all back to, you know, they're kind of playing nice. And maybe that sort of anti-Russian rhetoric had died down. And then on Wednesday, they invaded their neighbor and... Now it's back. So they got a 2-week respite. And
just think about this. The greatest thing that happened is we did rescue all those dogs.
And that's really that's important.
We got the dogs away from you idiots.
Yeah.
So what can you say? No, and Butler, I do like competition. You know, I like watching competitions and all that, and I think that's important. But, you know, you can take competition to an extreme, which invading your neighbor, don't you think that's taking it
yeah.
to an extreme?
And that one is. That's a total case of, like, a bad loser. You know, they had the one guy who was deposed, and they don't like that he's deposed, so let's go send some troops over there.
Absolutely. I mean, you just have to laugh at life. It's better than The Bold and Beautiful, my favorite soap opera.
It really is.
Yeah.